Their childhood stopped the day the abuse started. Just one line of many harrowing lines of testimony from thousands of people who were systematically abused in over 300 schools run by religious orders across the country over a 30-year period. The numbers are staggering. Almost 2,500 allegations against 884 alleged abusers. And yet it feels like it could be the tip of the iceberg. 590 of the allegations were made by people who had attended 17 different special schools. The testimonies were given to those who appointed to investigate the scale of the abuse through a scoping inquiry. Many described being molested, stripped naked, drugged and raped in an atmosphere of terror and silence, and many said the abuse itself was accompanied by other ferocious violence. Throughout this morning's programme, we will hear from some of those who survived this horrific abuse, and we'll speak to experts about what needs to happen next in order for justice to be done. The spark for all of what we are now learning was a radio documentary made by the RTE Doc on One team in 2022 called Black Rock Boys. It told the story of brothers Mark and David Ryan, who were repeatedly sexually abused in Black Rock College in South County Dublin in the 70s and 80s. Mark died suddenly last year, aged 62. Here they are describing telling their parents as adults what had happened to them. And the first voice you will hear is David's.
My dad turned around and he said, "David, did that priest ever do anything to you down in Black Rock College?" And I broke down crying. I said, "Yeah." And after kind of telling my mum and dad that night, we were in the kitchen. I think we polished up two bottles of wine. We didn't eat dinner. I think there was more tears. And then my dad phoned my brother Mark
and told me that my brother was back in Ireland and he'd had a breakdown and said stuff had happened to him as he was growing up. And that was to do with sexual abuse. And this is when my father rang me up. Was I aware of this or anything like that? And I said, "No, I don't know anything." But I said, "I believe him. I believe him immediately." And my father said, "Why?" And I said, "Well, this is what happened to me as well."
Mark and David Ryan. Well, Liam O'Brien made that documentary and he joins us now. Liam, thanks for joining us on Morning Ireland. Did you suspect at the time that you were making this that it would spark the uncovering of abuse at such a scale in schools across the country?
Morning, Audrey. No, in short, we didn't anticipate that response. We knew there was a much wider issue of abuse in Black Rock College and Spiriton schools. But and I guess as history has kind of recorded itself, you know, looking through courts over the last 20 or 30 years, there was a general awareness of a more widespread abuse, but nothing that has kind of revealed itself as of yesterday.
Because you were telling Mark and David stories, but yet were you conscious of this responsibility that you had of knowing that it would probably prompt memories in others, memories long suppressed perhaps, and the trauma then that would follow as people dealt with those memories as they came to the fore?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can still remember, you know, in the days leading up to broadcast and having conversations with Mark and David, how we anticipated that this documentary and the fact that they were the first people to step out into the breach, so to speak, that actually it would change their identities. It would be that fundamental. We did think that at the time. And it actually did that, but it became much bigger than that also, you know.
Have you been speaking to any of the people who were abused since the report came out yesterday, Liam?
Yeah, I've been speaking to lots of them. I mean, in general terms, they found yesterday empowering, I think. It was long overdue. It was a hugely emotional day for them. I mean, for victims to see the government, you know, at cabinet level, believe in them, to see the minister believe in them, like institutions of the state, believe in victims, like that's what a statutory inquiry translates through to them as, because for many they've had a lifetime of not being believed. So it was a huge day. I mean, they were really impressed with Mary O'Toole and all the team involved in the scoping inquiry and in the minister herself even yesterday. Like, they've been handled, everything they've been told, the minister and those in the Scopie inquiry have been as good as their word, even down to making sure that victims got the report yesterday first before anyone else.
As you say, Liam, being believed, it's so vital for people who have gone through this awful trauma, being heard, being believed, getting justice as well. Where does that feature and what does that look like?
So, like, I think one of the things that victims are only becoming, it'll take them months and a long, long time to get to kind of pull it together, is the scale. So, you know, you've read out some statistics there that are in this, in the report from yesterday, but you'll notice there's also a figure from the CSO included in the scoping report, and Minister Foley mentioned it yesterday, of up to 40,000 victims. So, and that in itself could be an underestimate. So the amount of people involved is one thing, and then the sense of justice. I mean, I think there's two kind of avenues of justice. One is actual criminal justice in terms of anyone who is before the courts. Obviously, they want those cases to go forward. There's a lot of abusers or alleged abusers across the island of Ireland that appear to still be alive, having abused children in Irish schools. So, I mean, I think there's a big task there to try and get that to hand. And then I think there are other elements that victims, at least who I've spoken to, for instance, this one thing is this, you know, that there's no place any longer for congregations particularly to hide. And so they can't hide behind laws. Like, for instance, we know that assets from congregations are placed in trust, like the Spiritans placed all their assets in trust pretty quickly, like within a year of the first Spiritan being convicted through the courts back in the late 90s. So, like, if there's a change in the law that can unlock that and ensure that, you know, those who were abused, like one victim, for instance, said to me, what natural justice to them looks like is the Spiritans having to sell off Blackrock College, Willow Park, and its grounds, and the funds that are realised from that are then used to compensate all those children who were abused in those schools. And that's not being vengeful or anything. It's just this kind of natural sense of justice that for so long this had been wrong, and now is an opportunity to get it right.
Are the Gardaí still involved? Because wasn't there a special team set up following the broadcast of your documentary?
Yeah, there was, yeah. So within about a week, actually, Paul Reynolds reported initially that an investigation had been launched specifically around the allegations against Spirit. And so as far as I'm aware, that unit still exists. It's still continuing its work. The last I heard is that there was 8 officers attached to it full time and have been working full time on this case since, you know, coming up in 2 years. There are a number of cases coming up to go through the courts. We can't talk about them. There's also an extradition warrant that's been sought from another jurisdiction to bring someone home to face trial. And I think there's going to be a lot more of those kind of instances. We're going to hear a lot more of those kind of things because of that particular investigation and perhaps other future investigations also.
And do you think, Liam, the Commission of Inquiry, which the government says it will establish, it needs to investigate all schools, not just Catholic religious orders run ones?
Of course. I mean, every child is equal. Like, what children lost, you know, like we hear even in the headlines there this morning and what it says in the papers, the time stopped. Like yesterday's reports, it itemizes these series of moments in these young children's lives who are now adults in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, so to kind of differentiate for whatever reason, be it on faith or, you know, the fact that the school was non-religious, I don't think anyone could potentially countenance that because, as I said, I think this is the one opportunity now we have as a society, this is as an Irish society, to get this right. And so far, It appears everything has been done, and I think it's going to continue in that vein, to be honest.
Liam, thank you very much indeed. That's Liam O'Brien. He made the documentary Black Rock Boys back in 2022. That documentary, The Spark, for what we learned yesterday through the scoping inquiry and the scale of abuse that happened in Catholic-run schools across the country. If you've been affected by anything that we are discussing in relation to this report this morning, and we will be discussing it throughout the programme, there is help available. Please do get in touch with those helplines. rte.ie/helplines is the place to go.